I'd like to invite the third of us, Claire, to come up here.
Yeah.
And Claire's going to say something before she sings something.
Yeah.
If you sing something, say something.
That's true. Oh, my God. How long have I been singing with you guys?
Since middle of 2013,
I
think.
Irrelevant. So I was very much the inverse of Dwight in that I was a performer with terrible singing on stage fright. I auditioned for a couple of musicals in high school because I liked singing a lot, even though I wasn't in choir or anything like that. And the first time, I changed octaves in the middle of my audition song. And, so that was dope. And then the second time, I just, fell on my face and, never made a musical and, vowed, I was never going to do it again. And so getting into Chicago comedy gave me a couple of opportunities to sing. And then eventually... Dwight and Eric were like, hey, do you want to, help us out on a song or two? And I was always just, wrecked with nerves. I had secretly always wanted to be in a band and never taken any action or asked anyone on it because I was so afraid. And so it really meant a lot to me that they asked me to join them in that way. And I'll say for this in particular, Dwight especially, I have kind of a thing that I do in my head because, as you guys are well aware... I still get really nervous and, especially when we were starting out, forget words or stumble over stuff or crack on high notes because my voice is shaking or stuff like that. And, I just started trying really hard to, act however Dwight would act, while he was singing. And anytime I did that, it made it so much more fun and, way better, because, he's one of the best, he has some of the best stage presence and, engagement in songs and in singing and makes everything so fun. And so I just try and copy that, as closely as I possibly can. So, tonight, this is the second song that is one of Dwight's favorite bands. So that's very exciting. And, Eric picked this out. And I just, it speaks to me. I know it speaks to Dwight because he knows every word on this entire album. And I think all of the other albums from this band as well.
That must be true.
Yeah, and I mean, it's been true anytime we've done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dwight keeps finding ways to do songs by them, which is fine because, you know, I've got my Bruce Springsteen and Dwight has his Tenacious D. And I'm going to just tune this real, real quick.
Okay. I'm gonna try and do it, I'm gonna try and do it justice and try really hard to do it like you would do it. Sorry.
Oh, do you have the tambourine?
No!
Oh, it's right here. That's what something we all like to do is forget things that we need for songs.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Friendship is rare. I fucked up already.
One, two, three, four.
Friendship is rare. Do you know what I'm saying to you? Friendship is rare. My derriere. Will you find out much later that they don't really? To me, can't you see? It's rare to me, can't you see? Oh shit, there's a bear. Can you hand me that shotgun, buddy? Also that chair. We're fighting a bear. Now your life's in great danger, and you don't even care. It's rare to be in Tenacious D.
Friends will be friends of running, making you understand.
Friends will be
eventually form a band. Friends will be friends, they stay the friends, we're friends in the bitter end. Love will end, you will always be friends. Love will end, you will always be friends. Friends holding friends are running naked in the sand. Friends holding hands will someday surely form a band. Friends will be friends, they say that friends are friends in the bitter end.
Claire.
I had to hand off that tambourine. There's a reason I don't usually do that. That's the reason.
Anyway.
Happy birthday, guys.
Yeah.